Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Hail Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. How is everyone doing today? I want to have a fun, flirty, girly episode. Who's down? Because I know I am. I feel like a lot of my episodes recently have been a little bit on the serious side, which I love. But we are a multifaceted, multidimensional woman over here. And I like to sometimes have silly conversations that feel lighthearted in spirit. I'm going to be totally honest with you. This particular episode would be a conversation between me and my girls. When we go on dates with guys, we will literally compare notes. Like, girl, guess what he did? Oh my God, he gave me the ick. He did this, he did that. And we're just talking all night about all the stupid shit that guys do on dates. And I just think it's funny. Like, it's a great way of laughing at your own pain. Not actual pain, but you know. When a guy gives you the ick, it's kind of a disappointment, right? It's like, oh my God, like I kind of liked you, bro. Why'd you have to do that? Now, I wanted to make this particular episode Dating Icks First Date Edition. So it's essentially the icks that you get from initial meeting or prior to meeting them at all. So let's just say you match with them on a dating website or you see a photo of them. These are the things that I notice in particular that will get me to literally not speak to the guy like ever again. And I know it sounds a little juvenile, but hey, we all have our preferences and we like what we like. And some things are more serious than other things. Like, for the most part, this list is a little bit unserious, guys. I'm going to be totally real with you. But there are some things that I think are actually inappropriate and are going to make me not speak to you because you shouldn't have done that. And I think that this is a great way for you to just go towards the things that you like. Now, to be honest, most guys do give me the ick. I hate that fact, but it's true. And what sucks even more is when a guy doesn't give me the ick, I'm like obsessed with him. And a lot of the times, he's not the best guy in the world. Now, guys, I know. I'm 27 years old and you're listening and you're like, Haley, grow up. Listen, I'm trying. I am going to see it through, but just know that that would be a unicorn of a man because most of them just do something that will get me to be like, ugh, come on, bro. Now, that being said, I wrote an entire list of my own personal dating icks on Instagram, asked you guys what your unserious dating icks are. Just things that are maybe silly to the average person, but that you cannot get behind. And I am going to read them in the next episode. So please stay tuned for that because I feel like that's going to be really fun. And I'm going to be reacting to them in real time because I have not even looked at what you guys have written. All right, enough blabbing. I am so excited for you guys to hear what I personally cannot stand, and that just completely gives me the ick. First date edition. Let's get into it. First one, dangly earrings. I definitely have a personal style preference in dating. I like a guy that dresses very clean cut. I also do like street style if it's done right, and then I also love a European summer look. But the dangly earring for some reason just isn't for me. It's just too hipster, it's too feminine, and I hate it. I really don't know what else to say other than I hate it. Next up is facial piercings overall. I don't do eyebrow, tongue, anything, nose. I don't care what it is. I'm just not a facial piercing kind of girl. Overall, a very big ick for me is when a guy doesn't drive well. Now, there's so many different ways in which this can give me the ick. The first way is if he picks me up on the date and I notice that he is driving like an 85-year-old grandma, and not in the way where he's being safe and cautious, but in the way of like, oh, this person like genuinely doesn't know how to drive. I dated a guy like that and it was horrific. I actually was like, how do you get behind the wheel every day and this is how you drive? Like, there was nothing smooth about it. He was holding and gripping the wheel like he was gonna die and was turning very hard and braking very hard. And for those who are like, oh my God, he's just being careful. No, like I feel like these types of people actually are causing more harm to the road being on it. Okay, like it's just very unsafe. Now that's like a big ick of mine, just like not knowing how to drive well. But then also if I'm in the car with you and you are driving aggressively or you're driving too fast and you're not considering that there's a woman in your passenger seat, that's a no for me. It's just not gentlemanlike. And I think it's just, you know, you're putting the person in harm's way. It's not the right thing to do. And then this is kind of an unserious dating ick, but it's a no for me, is when a guy is backing into a spot and he's taking like 10 minutes to do it. Just pull into the damn spot. Like, you're not that good at backing in, so why are we doing it? I can't stand it. And also, on that topic, if I'm on a first date with a guy and he picks me up, which, by the way, I don't like being picked up like at all, but let's just say It happens once in a blue moon. If I was being picked up and we're at a restaurant and he loves his car so much that he parks it so far away from the restaurant and he knows I have heels on, ick, we're done. Why are you making me walk 40 blocks to get to the front door of the restaurant? Like, the appropriate thing to do is to drop the woman off at the door, park the car, and meet her at the front. Now, back when I was on dating websites and I would like see pictures of guys, this particular ick would get me to swipe so fast on them and never see them again. Essentially just swipe past them, like, I don't want to see you. And it's navy sheets. If I see navy sheets or dark colored sheets in the background of your photo and there's like a Spider-Man blanket on it, oh no, we're done. There is just something, and this might be not super rational to you guys, but like, for me, when I think of dark colored sheets, I think of just them being unsanitary. I don't know why. It just feels like, you know, you can roll around in these sheets for months on end and you won't see the dirt. Where like on white sheets, you know when you need to wash them if it's been too long. Where like dark colored sheets, you just can't see the dirt. It's giving he wipes his ass on these sheets and you can't tell. Or it also makes me think of, let's just say you were intimate with the guy and he, you know what? I feel like it would just be crusty looking on the dark colored sheets. I don't want to see the crust. I don't know. It just feels like a big no-no. It just kind of also feels like a college boys dorm room. Can we increase our home decor skills? Like, let's improve them. Let's just purchase Casa Luna white sheets from Target. Like, that to me would be a really good decision. So yeah, navy sheets is a no. Now, the next thing is like, if I'm on a first date with a guy and he's bragging about anything that the red pill content guys are talking about, big no, big ick, we're done. These conversations are so bizarre to me and they don't happen in real life. I socialize with people all the time and nobody is just sitting in a circle talking about 50-50, going to Cheesecake Factory, and all of these stupid conversations that a lot of these red pill guys with microphones talk about. So if a guy on a date starts talking about any of that stuff, like, oh, I believe in 50-50, or I don't really like when women do we're done, because you're consuming too much content and you're not living in real life. So that's a no for me. Now, I was definitely raised in a house where everyone had no choice but to be respectful and have good manners and to articulate themselves well. So for me, a huge dating ick is men with like bro verbiage. Now, what I mean by this is if he's like saying things like bruh or yeah, dude, or just like talking in a way where he feels like he can speak to you like another man or like you're one of his frat brothers, it's a big no. It's a big ick. I hate that type of talk. It's just so bad and it's just so disrespectful. Why are you talking to me like I'm one of your boys? I'm not. So like, yo, bro, bruh, dude, and just talking in that way, it's just so childish to me and it's just not attractive. So that's a huge dating ick. I also really don't love like the designer dripped down guy, because I'm gonna just assume it's fake. I know that's probably bad. The Balenciaga t-shirt with the Montclair jacket and these jeans and the this and the that, and it's just too much. Enough with the brands and the labels. Like, I feel like I'm more so someone who is geared towards like a quiet luxury approach to fashion for men. Granted, I do think that some guys do the name brands and the logos quite well, especially if they're into street style. But like, there are just certain guys that I've been out with where I knew their jobs and I'm like, why are you dripped down in designer? Like, I'm going to think you got it on Canal Street in New York. Like, what is happening? It's just not giving real. It's giving fugazi. And I don't like it. It's just too flashy. Like, what are you trying to prove? What are you trying to show? This is not fashion. And a lot of this drip is not even good looking. And it doesn't look good on a first date. It just looks very try hard. So I'm a no. Okay, next up is a guy with a sneaker collection who has literally nothing else. So what I mean by this is if I am on a dating app and I see a guy and he has sneakers stocked to the ceiling and it's like $20,000 worth of sneakers, and then I look to the left and he has a bed on the floor, it's a no. That is a huge ick of mine. Why are you spending so much money on sneakers and you don't have a damn headboard? This is not priorities, okay? Like, I don't understand how this is happening to people, and it just kind of shows like poor money management. So I don't want to date someone who manages their money that way, where they don't think that it's important to have a bed frame, but they think that buying $700 sneakers when they first launch is like super necessary. So that's a big no for me. I don't do the sneaker collectors who have nothing else. Now, if you wear sneakers and you collect sneakers, but you also have other things, okay, fine. Okay, fine. But I also still don't really want to see them on display. Like, I don't like the look of it being displayed like in the bedroom or in the hallway where it's just like stacked to the ceiling. Like, I don't know, it gives me the ick. Okay, I'm providing little to no context for this. Any man that is an only child, yeah, that's it. Especially a mama's boy that's an only child. Absolutely not. Next one, men over the age of 30 living with multiple male friends. Yeah, I'm just not interested. And for those who are like, oh my God, we're in an economy crisis. Yes, we are. But I am not going to be dating a 35-year-old man who lives with two of his bros and then also sits across from me on the date and says, I'm not really looking for anything super serious right now. So like, I just want to see where this goes. Babe, do you know you have 30 seconds? Your hair is falling out. You are pushing 40 and you live with your boys. Uh-uh. It's always the ones that live with their boys, that are in their mid-30s, that always talk like this. They're never humble and they're never respectful. I just don't get it, okay? Get your own place. At this big age, you should be able to afford at least a one-bedroom apartment. And if you can't, well, then you can't be with me, all right? Because I got my shit together, babe. So it's just not going to happen. Okay, a huge one for me, and this is more so like something that I've noticed on TV. Like I haven't ever dated somebody with this, but just bad veneers. Veneers that look like dentures or like they all look like one big tooth. You know, like I just don't like that. I think that they're a little bit weird. I didn't even know men were like out here getting these cosmetic procedures until I was like on the internet. Why are all these guys like shaving down their teeth and getting these horrible veneers that literally look like blocks in their mouth? Like it's just so bad looking. I would never, ever, ever be able to like look at somebody's mouth like that. But something that I have dealt with that is a little bit of an ick is like bad breath, bad oral hygiene. Now, this is not something that I would be like done with you for immediately because sometimes shit just happens. Maybe it's a little bit of food on their breath, whatever. But if it's a reoccurring issue and I can tell it's deeper than just, you know, what you ate that day, but it's a hygiene issue. Yeah, no, I can't get behind it. It does give me the ick. Okay, this is a huge one for first dates and it's someone who is a bad drunk or a fast drunk. So someone who gets drunk off of like two drinks and then he starts acting crazy. I remember I was on a date with a guy and this was a brunch date nonetheless. He asked me out on a Sunday and he asked me out at like noon and we went to brunch and it was great. And he had two margaritas and on the second margarita, he wasn't even finished with it yet. I could tell he was starting to get drunk and I'm like, oh my God, is this guy okay? And it was our first date. So I was like, this is so odd. Like I've never seen a guy get this drunk this quickly. And he picks up his water glass and like, I guess was like gonna put it to his mouth to take a sip. And he poured his water like all over his face and shirt because he missed his mouth. The ick that I got. Why are we getting drunk on a first date as a man and why is it noticeable? Okay, you are a man. Being visibly drunk is a woman's sport. And for him to be drunk that fast, I was like, oh no, this is not happening. So yeah, a bad drunk or a fast drunk is gonna give me the ick. I can't get with it. I just think that managing your liquor properly on a date should be something that is a prerequisite. Anyone that's like obsessively talking about their ex on the first date, this happens quite a bit. Unfortunately, it's something that will get me to literally never speak to you again. You're not over her. So like, let's just like cut to the chase. You're here as a rebound. You're here to get over her. You're not over it. So let's just like pack everything up and let's go home. Now, granted, of course that this has to do with whether or not, you know, you ask them. And I think that, yeah, you can still ask somebody, hey, like when was the last time you were in a relationship? And they can answer the question without getting into detail for minutes on end. Okay, I didn't ask you when you guys started dating, how much you loved her, what went wrong. I just asked when your last relationship was. So if I notice the guy is dragging it out or he's just like constantly talking about her, it's a no. And then also a huge dating ick is when I find out that you just got out of something, I really am icked out and I will not see you again. So if I meet a guy and he sits across from me and he tells me like he broke up with his girlfriend 2 weeks ago or a month ago, I more than likely will not be seeing him again. I just think it's too soon to be dating and I'm dating more seriously. So it just wouldn't make sense for me to be with someone who just got out of a relationship. Like you need to heal, you need to process, you need to work on yourself and you should not be constantly serial dating. Like, I just don't understand the meaning of it. It's kind of giving rebound. I also get super icked out when a guy is like taking out his phone or checking it too much on the date. That will do it for me. I think that we should be a little bit more attentive on dates and not be in our phones. For me, I always put my phone on Do Not Disturb when I'm on a date. And if I do take it out, it will probably be just to take like a video of the food. But I always ask beforehand, like, hey, do you mind if I take like a little video? And then, you know, it's not an issue. But I definitely have noticed that there's some guys that on dates will, you know, take out their phone repeatedly and be like, oh, I gotta answer this text really quick or whatever. And it's just a little bit much. I had a guy that I went on a date with who was like showing me every single picture of every single person in his phone for like literally 15 minutes. And then after that was kind of like answering texts in between. And I'm like, we are on a first date. I need your attention to be here, babe. If I notice that a guy on the first date is only talking about himself and asks me nothing about myself, that's a huge dating ick. I do not like that. It's just very inconsiderate. And I get it. Like, a lot of men are self-focused and they love talking about themselves, but this is us possibly starting a relationship. I really need you to focus. And it's not that I think that men should ask you like super in-depth, meaningful questions on a first date, but just talking about yourself the entire time and not asking me one thing about myself, super big ick. And also on the topic of phones, if I see on your home screen while we're on a date, it lighting up a bunch of Snapchats, ick, I'm done. We are literally too old. Why are you getting so many Snapchats while we're sitting here? And then the final dating ick that I have, and this is probably either prior to the first date or like if we exchange social medias, is if I see that he's following mostly women, mostly like naked women or model-like women, and it's giving a bunch of women that he literally doesn't know. If I see that he's following mostly that on Instagram, ick. I prefer a guy that has no social media or doesn't use social media at all, or if he does use it, it's for business. And there are men out there that actually don't have social media. I've met tons of them. So when I do meet a guy and he's pretty cool and then we exchange socials and I see that he's following mostly naked women, ick, done, clipped. I think that that's everything I have for you guys for my dating icks. Do you think that they're unreasonable? I don't think so. I think at times, you know, it can be a little bit silly and tongue-in-cheek, but hey, these are the things that I just cannot and will not put up with. It's just not my thing. Some of them are a little bit unserious, but some of them are important, and I think that you should create, you know, a standard and a boundary around some of those things. So I really enjoyed doing this episode. It was so fun. Next episode, I am literally going to do yours. I'm going to read your guys' dating icks and see if I agree with them or not. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I will talk to you guys next week and have a beautiful rest of your day. Bye, everyone. Pioneer.